We're going to bring up Tony Serra, Dennis Cunningham, Ben Rosenfeld, Bob Bloom, Bill Sippage, and Elisa Littletree, of course.
We're not saying anything. We're going to be mum here. We shouldn't say, you know, anything about what's been going on upstairs in that interior room where there's no windows and no fresh air, and where people are seated around a table dealing with each other and trying to deal together with what it was that was put before them in the last 6 weeks here. Maybe the most important thing that was put in front of them was the fact that everyone was here, and the fact that everyone made it clear how important it was that this point get established. And we know what the point is. The effort to make it and the need to make it is not going to end today or on Tuesday or any day when this is resolved here or when the next step is taken in this particular campaign, because it's certainly obviously much broader than just the thing that we're doing here. It's the things that we're all doing, and it's the things that we're all trying to make our lives about by doing these things. So I'm going to quit talking before I say the wrong thing.
Justice for Judy.
Justice for Judy.
And Daryl. And Daryl. Now, what I really think this case is about is not only justice for Judy and Daryl, but for political prisoners throughout the United States and around this world. And I just want to leave you with this, that if we're serious about this work, I think we really ought to think about forming a Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the United States, because we need it just as much as they did in South Africa. We live in a world, and in a country more specifically, where the prosecution and the police have enormous powers, and they divide us against each other every day. And the only way to fight back against that is just that. We got to fight back.
Much to my minor chagrin, the jury has indicated that they will return on Tuesday at 8:30 and deliberate thereafter until 3 on that day and potentially for the greater part of next week. We will be here. We wait for justice at the door of the Hall of Justice, and we anticipate that we will have a positive result. At the risk of going beyond the gray area, we say to those who have had eyes to see and ears to hear that we have proved that the FBI, with the willing assistance of the Oakland Police Department, falsely arrested and created false affidavits and therefore illegally searched both Judy and Daryl. And history will record that we dominated in that evidence. We immensely respect the jury system. We send our gravest thoughts, respect, prayers to the jury that they will be objective and they will render us the justice that this case deserves. Thank you.
Hi, I'll just be a moment. This is all about... the judge said I only have a short time to talk. we had all these time constraints on us up there, and there's so much to be said that we really didn't get to say. But beyond the case, and everyone's talked about the case, this is really a struggle about the people who are running the world and the rest of us. And this struggle here, the people here, and all of us in all the other countries that we never get to see, except on the alternate media, really tells us that this place, as a caricature of itself, is becoming more and more isolated. And the work that we do is all the more important to show us, them, and the rest of the world that they really can't do this. The FBI, of course, is the domestic army for the people who own this country, and we hope we've exposed them to some extent. Let's keep it up. Thank you.
I didn't know I could speak. I'm the silent partner. Well, this is the Earth First legal action, and no compromise in defense of the offense. You know, does it prove that you can sue the government, the FBI, the United States for 12 years or 11 years? Well, it does in some sense, but it does because of this incredible support and all the people behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. It's just amazing. I almost, in a funny way, don't want it to ever end. Right, be careful what you ask for.